This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to talk with the Rangers player show. Andrew Kisner set to join us here, Rangers backup catcher. It's time now, though, for your NFL news of the day. Here's the Chief.
Goodbye, Matt Ryan. Hanging him up. Thought he already did that last year, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But
some of these retirements are like, okay, yeah, go ahead and make that official.
Yeah, yeah, I guess he was this last year was like a wait and see. Maybe a team needs me as the season goes along, get a quarterback banged up. But Joe Flacco ended up being that guy. You know, it wasn't even Matt Ryan who got that opportunity. Matt Ryan retires with the 6th most game-winning drives in NFL history. Tom Brady is first in that particular category. Peyton Manning 2nd, Drew Brees 3rd, Roethlisberger 4, and Dan Marino 5. Then you get to Matt Ryan. So I know they were discussing with Sean and RJ this morning, like, any chance of Hall of Fame, and I would say 0 chance. 0% chance for Matt Ryan Hall of Fame.
I would say that's false.
You think there's a greater than 0% chance that Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer?
I do. I think that, you know, if you look at who... Sometimes the Hall of Fame is sometimes the Hall of Good. Go back and look at Bob Greasy. Go back and look at Lynn Dawson.
Are these champions? I mean, Bob Greasy's a champion.
Yeah.
Didn't he quarterback the undefeated Dolphins? Okay. I don't know who the other guy you said.
But Lynn Dawson also was Kansas City in the early 60s.
Champion?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing about it is that I think these numbers, I think, drive a lot of this voting. And I think what you're starting to have happen is voters that are now, they're able to vote in a way that I've seen Matt Ryan play. It used to be where some of these voters, when you're voting on guys from, like I just gave you an example, Bob Greasy, Lynn Dawson, some of these voters never saw these guys play. You know, they're like, oh, okay. Well, we're voting on who's that? Yeah. But if you look at, I think nowadays these voters that are current, there is going to be a push for Matt Ryan to get in. How many Atlanta Falcons do you have in the Hall of Fame? By the way, too, is another thing that they'll consider.
I don't know the answer to that question, but
it's, like I said, I think it's like, well, Claude Humphrey,
obviously Claude, yeah,
Claude Humphrey, Tommy Nobis,
Nobis for sure,
yeah. So, Deion Sanders,
there's a name I recognize. Yeah. Well, Matt Ryan, it would be really, really shameful if the NFL allowed Matt Ryan
or Eli Manning.
I would say Eli Manning. At least he's got 2 Super Bowls, and that's not a first ballot situation. Eli Manning getting in only on the fact that you won 2 Super Bowls.
Exactly. Eli Manning is a 500 quarterback. If you look at his career record, I think he's 113-113 or some silly thing like that. You know, I mean, but he's going to get Hall of Fame consideration just for the thing that you said. There's going to be a push from the New York media to get a 2-time Super Bowl winning quarterback in.
Yeah, and I would think even Eli would need to wait a little bit. He shouldn't be a first ballot situation, but ultimately he gets in on two championships, and that feels a little bit more like the standard there. If you're a quarterback and you got a Super Bowl, you're probably going to have the nod. And had Matt Ryan won the Super Bowl the year they blew the 28-3 lead, where you're the Super Bowl champion and an MVP, perhaps even a Super Bowl MVP in that case, all of a sudden now you've done it. But he's most synonymous with the biggest collapse in Super Bowl history.
See, that's the thing about it is, if you look at all-time greats with numbers and no Super Bowls, Dan Marino's your number one guy.
Yeah, yeah, I feel pretty strongly like Dan Marino stacks up with anybody, and I do believe Matt Ryan is significantly better than Eli Manning.
Yeah.
So you would put Matt Ryan in the Hall of Fame before Eli Manning?
Yeah.
No.
I would.
I'd put neither of them in, I think Matt Ryan's the better player. You know, I think Super Bowls is, you know, just such a thing that it's going to get you elevated. But
right.
a hard, you know, objective analysis of Eli Manning's career statistical profile, he was very mid. And you'd be shocked, you know, at the quality of quarterbacks that he compares, or the lack of quality. I mean, what is it? 366 touchdowns, 244 interceptions for his career. Yeah. 20, 20, 18, 25, 27 picks.
Turnovers in the pocket.
It's unbelievable what he did.
Yeah.
You know, careless with the football. Not a great athlete. Decent pocket quarterback. Played with great defenses and running game. And they went on, you know, like Cinderella-type runs.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd be fine with Eli Manning being left out of it. You know,
I plan on it. I mean, I would, if I was a Hall of Fame voter, I would line up against him.
You would not be voting for Eli Manning.
No, I would not.
And you would not be voting for Matt Ryan either, right?
If it came down to a vote of Matt Ryan or Eli Manning, I would vote for Matt Ryan.
Okay. But we all agree neither one of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though we know Eli Manning is going to get in. Eli's getting in.
No, I think that.
You think Matt Ryan's probably
getting in. I think Matt Ryan's going to get in.
They're both getting in.
Yeah.
Is this the most flimsy report you've ever heard? Adam Schefter, I see this. Our guy, Rashee Rice, former SMU wide receiver, now a champion with the Chiefs. We know the car accident situation that took place here on 75 just a month or so ago. And Adam Schefter reporting that Rashee Rice is expected to serve a multi-game suspension from the league.
Yes. I think it was that big
conduct
of a deal.
Detrimental.
Yeah. I mean, a multi-game suspension, you've told me nothing. You've told me that anywhere from 2 to infinity games, he will be suspended. Thank you, Adam Schefter, for the knowledge bomb.
We've been knew that, bro.
Yeah, appreciate that.
We've been knew that.
Let me know when you get something a little bit stronger than that, because right now it's anywhere from 2 to all the rest of the numbers on the board here.
And my guy Adam, I had to watchdog him on his DAC comment about them drafting a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, you really hearing that they're going to Dallas is going to take a quarterback? He goes, well, you don't think so? You don't think they're? And I go, so you don't know so? And he goes, well, it kind of lines up. And I said, well, they've got, and I tried to explain about Trey Lance. And he's like, so it was more of an opinion than it was, but it was taken as Adam Schefter's reporting news.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Can't be doing that.
Can't be doing that.
They're desperate for any kind of headlines on a slow news day.
Well,
they're
not,
like,
not,
let's,
not with the draft going on like this. And so I guess that the Dak Prescott thing, there's, you know. Who is it that somebody admitted that worked at CBS? Somebody I was listening to, that might have been Doug Gottlieb, that was admitting that on some days you could throw certain teams and players out there and it's going to draw attention to what you're doing. There was a term for it. Mm. Wish I could remember, but he's like, yeah, on a slow day, what do? You throw a Dak Prescott out there or a Dallas Cowboys or LeBron James and you're going to get eyeballs.
Well, Broadus, you're on record. The guy you'd most like to see the Cowboys draft in round number one on Thursday night as we party at Pluckers, pick 24, Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah, it's me.
Oregon Duck, the center.
Yeah,
and
he's a little crazy.
He's a little bit crazy, yeah. And he also is pretty impressive with the way he can eat. And if you know anything about his days at Oregon, apparently he got his own cheeseburger at a local Eugene brewery. Mm. And so listen to him. This is a clip from college. This is local news. Listen to this dude and just his excitement for offensive linemen and himself and this cheeseburger opportunity.
Quarterbacks get to throw their touchdowns. Receivers get to catch them and running backs get to run them in. Linemen get burgers named after them. And I think it's just I think it's a tribute to all linemen that came before me and they're going to come after me. This is for you.
What a legend right here. He's doing it for the linemen that came before him and the ones that will be coming after him. This is a double patty cheeseburger with the fried egg. Sorry about that, Broadus. But it's also got pulled pork on it as well. So it's basically a triple meat situation. Two beef patties, two cheese. You got some pulled pork. Then you got the fried egg and then some level of sauce. So I think he did a nice job putting this burger together in his name, the JPJ Burger.
This seems like a great idea if he stays healthy. Man, if you got a clean bill, this could be like the next Jason Kelce. He's got the personality to go along with it.
Yeah, what kind of crazy are we talking? Broadus was crazy. Are we talking about defensive player crazy or like World of Witchcraft kind of crazy?
No, just defensive player crazy. Yeah.
Okay. Likes to hit people.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, he's not.
He's a Dungeons and Dragons guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What kind of crazy are we talking about?
Black magic guy or anything? Nah, we're
could be D&D guy too, though.
100%.
I used Pokemon and stuff, you know?
Pokemon. Yeah.
He also kind of sounds like the fat kid in Little League that hits dingers on the Little League World Series.
Yes.
He's now a skinny kid that's hitting dingers.
Is he? Skinny kid?
He's skinny kid now.
Skinny kids now, yeah.
But yeah, Lucius, if you don't mind, you can play the beginning of that again. Listen to this guy. He's on local television. He's talking about his burger, but you can hear him licking the grease off of his sausage fingers.
Quarterbacks get to throw their touchdowns. Receivers get to catch them, and running backs get to run them in. Let me get burgers named after him. And I think it's a tribute to all linemen that came before me and they're going to come after me. This is for you.
What a legend. The NFL also
Penny Sewell might have a burger named after Mid-Oregon, right?
I just think Jackson Powers Johnson, if you're a burger guy like that, if you're an eater like that, you get down in here to DFW, all of a sudden, I mean, his name will be on a menu in no time, dude. Like, he can have signature dishes, barbecue dishes, like, whatever. I just feel like he'd be real, real comfortable here.
Sounds like he couldn't breathe. I wanted to drink something. Have a sweet tea or something with that burger, bro.
Yeah, don't forget to wash that thing down, Jackson. My dear God, bro. Breathe a little bit.
It's like our pastor the other day that was having trouble, right?
My boy was parched. NFL announced Applebee's is now the new official grill and bar sponsor of the NFL.
Somewhere Lucian's uncle? Is he your uncle?
No, that's my dad. He stepped away from the Applebee's.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he stepped on away.
Did they change the happy hour?
Hey, dude, you can only have so many dollaritas before you just fall
I've
over.
I've had my time at Applebee's. Is it the
clientele there? Nah,
he loves the clientele. They miss him. He says, oh, there they go, texting me right now. Paul, where you at? Yeah, well, I had to step away, boys. I got a big old house to take care of.
He had a damn good run, though.
Yeah. Hey, man, Applebee's is America's restaurant. I love Applebee's. They got everything there. Yeah, people talk a lot of crap about it, but that's where you want to see Americans.
Yeah, I mean, Chili's Twitter got really fired up that Applebee's is the official bar and grill of the NFL. And, you know, I got love for both here, but I do think I've frequented Applebee's more in the last decade or so. Like, college, Applebee's was
as far as America's.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. We're going bar and grill. This is specific to bar and grill.
I was going to say, Waffle House is America's breakfast place. Is that what you say?
I would say.
I would say that. Yeah, 100%. Okay.
Especially in the South.
Man, I'll tell you what, I feel
A Denny's or a Sherry's up north.
Sherry's.
Yeah. You know Sherry's?
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice.
Wow.
I've eaten an aunt Sherry.
Many a plate of French toast at 3 in the morning at a Sherry's while smoking cigarettes still back in the
90s. Oh, man. You guys getting to rip heaters and consume your breakfast at the wee hours of the morning is something I will always be envious of.
Special time.
What a the good old days.
It wasn't even separated by a wall either.
Yeah,
it's just that side and this side.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm used to the Golden Corral where there was like a three-quarters wall that sort of divided the smoking and the non-smoking.
No, man. You just
intermingle with everybody in there.
Ashtrays used to be on the table. It used to be part of your cleanup thing. Like, yeah. Clean this ashtray for the next person.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
I tell you what, man. There was nothing better than flying on an airplane and having people in the back smoking it up.
Genius.
Yeah. That was wild, wasn't it?
It was crazy.
You were just dealing with varying degrees of secondhand smoke.
And you didn't care. No. You're like, you just sat normal. There. You're just normal. You're just like,
I mean, most people's grandparents smoked and like half the parents smoked. So it was just like kind of what people did. Okay, we got to run, G-Back Nation, because it's time now for the Rangers Player Show, and Andrew Kisner joins you next right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, here we go. It's time now for the Rangers Player Show here on The Fan. Segment is brought to you by Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, windownation.com for buy two, get two free, pay nothing for 2 years. Segment's also brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been hurt in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. A salute to Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Catcher Andrew Kisner set to join us. The Rangers Player Show brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? 2-for-4 in Sunday's 6-4 win over the Braves. He had the bomb ski and 3 ribbies. And Andrew Kisner joins you now here on your home of the Rangers. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
And thanks for joining us. We're doing great, you know. Rangers, Mariners tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch. When you have like 3 RBI in a 6-4 game, you are literally the decisive guy. You go yard. How much fun is that?
Oh, it's definitely a lot of fun, you know. You know, I think the story of that game was the pitching. I thought our pitching was absolutely outstanding to hold a really, really good lineup like the Braves to only a couple runs. You know, they were pretty dominant. So, yeah, hitting that homer, scoring those runs was great, but the pitching held it down for us.
Hey, Andrew, I always wondered about catching in the major leagues. And when you get hit with a foul tip and then the umpire goes out in front of home plate and gives you time, do you like appreciate that, or is that something like just get back behind the dish? I'm ready. Don't worry about me, kind of a thing.
You know, it is nice to have a little bit of a break. You know, I try to communicate with those guys best I can. Sometimes it just nips you; it doesn't hurt too bad, and you sure want to keep the pitcher in their rhythm, in that momentum. But there's other times you get hit in some bad spots that you need a few minutes to kind of breathe it out a little bit. But you know, it's a pretty cool relationship between the catcher and the umpire, and you know, both of us are back there going through it. So I try to give him some time too if they end up wearing one as well.
Yeah, and I was going to. Does it bother you though when an umpire puts his hand on your back? Does it mess with your balance, or you're like, do you tell him beforehand, hey, listen, man, I don't. Please don't touch me while I'm doing this kind of a thing?
You know, I feel like in the big leagues, a lot of these umpires are pretty good. Like, they work with you and, sure, and communicate pretty well with you. There's not a lot of guys that really put a lot of pressure on you, but, sure, but there are some guys that do. And we kind of talk about it. And the main thing is I want those guys getting comfortable so they, right, can get a nice view of that pitch too. So I don't want to take them out of their game. So we try to work with it as best we can. And, you know, if I have to set up a little bit earlier to make sure those guys can get in position without putting too much weight on me, then sometimes that's the adjustment you have to make.
You ever had to bark at one? Like, bro, that was way too much.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. Yeah. You almost pushed me over.
Yeah. You know, some of those guys are a little bit older, so if they need a little extra support, I try to hold them up.
There you
go. Hold them up a little bit.
Whatever it takes to get the strike, right?
That's right.
I love it. Andrew Kisner, how do you like working with this pitching staff?
This staff is great. I mean, we got a lot of guys that are that have really good stuff. A lot of good pitches. They're able to throw pretty much any pitch at any count, move it around the zone. You know, Mike Maddox does a good job with this staff. I worked with him in St. Louis for 4 or 5 years. We were together there. So, you know, we have pretty good communication about the, you know, the pitchers, the starters, the bullpen guys. And, you know, we're always able to set up a really good game plan and go out there and execute it.
You know, Andrew, you mentioned about, you know, work with Mike in St. Louis and stuff. And as baseball fans know, St. Louis has just got has a great history with catchers. Talk about the education that you got, you know, early in your career, you know, working with Molina and guys like that in St. Louis, and how that's kind of carried over to how you catch today.
Yeah, I was influenced by a couple different Cardinal great catchers. One of them, Mike Matheny, who was the manager. Yeah. I never played for him in the big leagues, but I was around him a lot in spring training my first few years with the Cardinals. And then obviously, you know, playing behind Yadi and playing with Yadi for quite a few years over there. You're able to learn a lot from those guys that have been around and have caught in so many games. You know, they just have so much knowledge, not only about, you know, the fine details of catching, you know, the fundamentals, but also the game management. And I think that's one thing I really was able to pick up from those guys was how do I maneuver a game? You know, how do I work with the pitching staff, and how do I go out there every single day and try to win that ball game? So I think, though, you know, really that game management is what I learned most from those guys.
What's your favorite Mad Dog story?
there's a lot of them. I don't know how many are appropriate for radio on air, but Mad Dog's a great guy. He keeps it fun. He keeps it interesting. Definitely a great addition, you know, on the staff. It's always fun being around him.
We were sitting close to their dugout last year at a certain game, and I'm not going to say who it was, but dude gets thrown out on the base pass for the other team, and Mike goes, "How about that, you stupid bleep?" He can get after it, can't he?
Yeah, Mad Dog. When you've been in the game of baseball for as long as Mad Dog's been in there, you know you know how to have a good time, and you know, like I said, it's great working with him. He keeps it light, he keeps it fun, and he definitely keeps it interesting.
Hey, Andrew, as with all these pitchers from different parts of the world, have you ever had any situations with translation problems or anything like that? Or do you have to learn words when you go out there and talk to your guys?
You know, I think pretty much across Major League Baseball, especially the guys from Latin America, their English is really, really good.
Okay.
I mean, those guys are able to, you know, you can have conversations with those guys. You don't really need a whole lot of translation or translators to talk to the guys from Latin America. I have had some experience with some Asian players that you do have to go through a translator. But, you know, for the most part, you know, there's not a whole lot of language barrier. Mm-hmm. Those guys are pretty good. They know English, and we're able to communicate effectively.
So I hear you were quite the athlete growing up. You were the infielder, and you were playing quarterback and whatnot. So could you spin it? What was the scouting report on Andrew Kisner, the quarterback?
Well, I'm playing baseball now, so, you know, that should tell you one thing. I'll tell you what, football was always my first love growing up. I always wanted to play college football, play in the NFL. And it really wasn't until I got pretty much through my freshman year of high school that baseball really became my number one focus. You know, I just was a little bit more projectable on the baseball field than sitting back in the pocket. So, you know, I think it worked out for me.
As a guy from Virginia, were you a Commanders fan growing up, or did you take another liking to somebody else?
I probably should say I was a Cowboys fan for all the Texas folks listening in, but I actually grew up a Steeler fan. My dad's from Pittsburgh, so really I had no choice other than to be a Steelers fan, which was obviously great in my childhood because the Steelers have, you know, been pretty good for the last 20 plus years.
Yeah, did your dad wear everybody out about it, though? Was he one of those guys that had on, like, his Andy Russell jersey and all that, like, walking around the house yelling at people in the yard and all that stuff?
No, he was never that crazy of a Steeler fan. But, you know, when the Steelers were in the playoffs, you know, he would unplug all the phones and turn off the cell phone and make sure he was locked into the game.
Steelers fan in the childhood and then more of a Dolphins fan when you got into adulthood, huh?
Yep, that's right. I am a Dolphins fan now.
So is your wife a Dolphin cheerleader or formerly a Dolphin cheerleader?
Yeah, so my fiance Allie, she cheered for the Dolphins for 3 seasons. And that's really when we met, was when she was cheering for the Dolphins. So, you know, had a lot of good times watching her on the sidelines, and you know, that I always felt that was pretty neat. She jokes with me all the time because she was cheering for the Dolphins before I ever made my major league debut. So she always jokes that she made it to the show before me.
Is she a better athlete than you?
She is really athletic. You should see her throw a football. She can really throw a football. It's pretty impressive, to be honest. But, you know, she's, you know, if I had just a quarter of her flexibility, then I would, you know, my catching would be on another level.
How did you meet her?
We met down in Jupiter, Florida. When I was in spring training with the Cardinals and she was cheering, and we just kind of met down there. And, you know, that was probably about 6.5 years ago, and, you know, got engaged in December this past year and have the wedding set for December of this year. So, a lot of exciting times ahead.
Heck yeah, dude. That's awesome. Congrats. Rangers catcher Andrew Kisner with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Well, I mean, I got to think, like, physically, you could do the stunts throwing girls up into the air. I see the way you're built. You're an absolute animal.
Hey, I don't know if I can do that, but, you know, that takes a little bit extra upper body strength. I got a little bit more lower body strength.
You do.
So.
I was guessing you were a 3-day, like 3 leg days a week guy. That was my guess. Maybe it's the over. Maybe you're 4 or 5.
Yeah, I try to keep my legs strong. You know, when you're squatting as much as really any catchers do, you know, a lot of people think, oh, you need to keep your legs fresh. But actually, for me, I feel like I have to keep building my legs up over the course of the season because, you know, 6, 7, 8 straight months of playing baseball can really tear down that muscle.
So if you were going to do, like, if you had a bunch of spectators in the weight room while you were in there and you had to impress them, would it just be loading up the back squat and just rocking and rolling, or would it be a different leg exercise? You're probably lunging your balls off.
Yeah, there's, you know, we have a really good strength and conditioning team here, and they do a nice job of mixing it up, so I never get, like, too fatigued with one specific exercise or movement. So it's a constant mix of, you know, 2-leg squatting, you know, 1-leg stuff to kind of isolate, you know, each specific leg. So those guys do a really nice job of keeping everybody fresh, keeping them healthy, and obviously getting everybody strong.
Well, speaking of strength in the legs, let's see how well you know your teammates. Jared Sandler had this analysis about one of your teammates. Let's see if you can guess the Ranger that he is talking about here.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive. Is that all the info I get?
That's it.
That's all you got there. It's the only hint. It's the only clue. I'd be happy to play it for you again.
I think I heard it pretty loud and clear. I don't know. I mean, we got a lot of guys that have pretty strong lower halves. I don't know who he could be talking about.
Maybe you go through the clubhouse and you start doing a little peak ski next time we get you on here. You give us the answer, because I can't give you the answer, Andrew. That, I mean, the competitor in you wouldn't even want me to do that.
That's exactly right. Don't tell me. I have to get back on. I'll come back with an answer.
Love it. Hey, we'll talk to you down the road, man. Congrats on the game winning home run the other day, and best of luck to you. Give him help. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. There he goes, Andrew Kisner, Rangers catcher here. The Rangers Player Show brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary?
Yeah, and for appearing on today's show, Andrew Kisner will receive a $100 gift certificate to Pluckers. Join the fan this Thursday night to watch the draft with us and win great prizes. We'll be at all 8 Pluckers locations. For G-Bag, Gavin and Lucius will be at the Arlington location, and Eric will be at the Pluckers in Grapevine. Go check it out.
All right, we have Bobby Corella coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll be talking Mavs with him. It's a huge Game 2 tonight as the Mavs try to draw even with the Clippers. But before we get there, we'll go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats, and give you some highlights as well of the Cowboys press conference today as they continue to get ready for the draft. That's next for the Nation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thank you, Lucius. We're going to get some baseball stuff brought to you by Uber Eats here in just a second, a proper round tripper. Jerry Jones was incredible today. He said, we're very proud of this roster. We feel very, very good about the promise of this roster. We feel great about what we've been in free agency. We're all in. He also said there's no question that we've been operating on a credit card, and they're going to have to diminish the supporting cast around Dak Prescott. So he had a lot of balls in the air, balancing a lot of plates. And at the same time, and we'll go through more of that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. He mentioned that the Zeke contract was why they couldn't re-sign Tyron Smith. I mean, it was legendary. I feel like it was more transparent and honest from Jerry, though. Even though some of his ideas were contradicting at times, might have been frustrating for Cowboys fans to listen to. I appreciated the honesty on a couple of those, and I think more accurately set expectations. You know, and I think. You know, maybe what he realized was something that I thought around the time of the Senior Bowl was that kind of losing credibility when you say we're going all in and everything's great when your actions just don't match up with it. And, you know, maybe today was a step back in the right direction of actually being able to take something Jerry says seriously. There was some good selective honesty in that presser. It's time now for the Chief and a proper round tripper brought to you by Uber Eats.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We will get Rangers versus Mariners coming up 6:30 pregame here on your home of the champs. It'll be Logan Gilbert, the right-handed pitcher, coming out there for the Mariners, which is good news for the Rangers and trying to get the Dubski. This lineup is much better versus the righties. And so hopefully you'll get some good opportunities. Maybe it's the first Wyatt Langford dong ball of the season. I know a couple of Tolos have already put the call in there, doing the home run picks with Jared on Twitter. And so shout out to Eric Goodman on Twitter who put in the call for Bankford to get that first one. That'll be awesome. I think he just needs to see that first one go in, and then all of a sudden the floodgates can start to open up on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we don't go too much longer though. Wow. Might start to get a little in his head at this point, but yeah, I imagine by the time we get done with this, Langford's going to be over 20, maybe over 25 home runs and setting up for a year or two where, you know, he starts to really develop a reputation as a legit power hitter, but a lot to figure out, you know, and he's just now for the first time over these last 3 weeks seeing big league pitchers who have a scouting report on him and are doing their best to get him out. So it's a big step up. I would say his ability to make solid contact and hit for average is a huge step in the right direction at this point in his career.
Well, the Rangers activate Jonah Heim and Jonathan Hernandez. They option Sam Huff and Owen White to Round Rock. And then Josh Spores sent to Double-A Frisco for the rehab assignment. So just knocking on the door there, Sporzy making his return to the bullpen, and that'll be much needed. Hopefully he's ready to get back to his October self.
Yeah, him and Jonah, you know, gives you a great opportunity. I mean, just a little bit less. I know we just talked to him, but, you know, Kisner's hitting 150. Jonah, last time we heard from him, was like hitting game-winning home runs and, you know, playing great behind the plate. I think he is, you know, one of the underrated great players on this baseball team.
You know, it's funny, you know, going around the bases here, right? In 24 games, can you tell me the Los Angeles Dodgers record?
No, 14-10.
Before the season, I would have said 24-0.
Yeah. I mean, we all kind of thought that the Dodgers were not going to lose a game, right?
Ever.
Dodgers are 13-11. Does that kind of...
It puts things in perspective, man. Not to freak out about where the Rangers are sitting at right now. That's for sure.
I guess that's what I was trying to kind of... I was just looking around the league and I was seeing, okay, the Orioles are playing well. The Braves are playing. We saw that with our own eyes. Phillies are playing well. You know, the Guardians are playing great. They're 16-6.
Yeah.
And it just kind of put in perspective, like with the Rangers, I was looking at their, like, okay, they're 12-11. And the Dodgers are 13-11 as well.
I think it's a great point, Brian. It's, to me, why you need a buttload of games to find the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, over a small sample size, you just can't take much from the data. I don't know how you would ever scale back a season if you wanted to do that. You know, the market's saying, man, too much baseball. It's diluting the market. We want, you know, to give players more days off. You couldn't do that, you know, because you would have an inferior product for determining the best team. And, you know, I think the expanded playoffs actually does it a tremendous disservice.
Even though we benefited from it. Yeah. Yeah. You should get a much bigger value from like winning your division when it comes to the playoffs than what you currently get.
I'm kind of grateful because I don't always expect my team to win the whole thing or win the division. Yeah. What if my team, like last year with the Rangers dead heat with the Astros and then lost on percentage points, right?
Just get in. You only win 90 games. The Diamondbacks get through really, really great teams. Yeah. You know, a 7-game series just isn't enough.
Yeah, you see plenty of good teams kind of just middling around 500 right now, waiting to take off. But no team is more historically terrible than what the Chicago White Sox are right now.
Really?
3-19.
They are a bad baseball
team. They're 3-19.
And last night, they made history. For the first time. Go ahead, take it away, Sound.
For the first time in Major League Baseball history, a team has been shut out 8 times in their first 22 games.
Holy crap! What a disaster, dude. Really, unfortunate situation brewing with the Chicago White Sox. And I actually have this clip from Friday. This is Ozzie Guillen hearkening back to a White Sox time, but this is him from basically over the weekend talking about a player who he coached that he absolutely hates to this day.
Oh, my God. Nick, nobody can compare that with Nick Swisher. I hate Nick Swisher with my heart.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You want to get into that a little more or no?
No, not really, but I think you hit me back. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can't.
You guys just didn't get along. Didn't work out.
No. I know. I never talked to him. I was managing him, but I don't like the way his attitude was all fake.
Yeah.
And I don't like fake people.
All right. So he was only in with the White Sox for 1 year and then he moved on.
It was 1 year too long.
Okay.
Okay. He sounds like this sounds very much like the relationship that Mickey and I have. You know, that like he doesn't like me, I don't like him kind of a thing.
Equal hatred.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Yeah, but
obvious.
It's cool because we know what's going on here. But yeah. But yeah, the White Sox, they only scored 45 runs. I looked that up.
That's incredible. I just looked up their stats and like
they're 45 and they've allowed 123.
They're all hitting like Andrew Kisner.
Yeah.
158 from Vaughn, 158 from Benintendi.
Yeah.
Gavin Sheets is leading them at 254 with 10 ribbies.
Wow, dude. It's bad. The White Sox lineup is about as bad as what the Houston Astros rotation is right now. And they're getting the Verlander bump, and we'll see how long that can last for them. But sitting at 7-16, and the pitching staff has been terrible with a 5.10 ERA, which is worst in the AL. And J.P. France... 4 starts, over a 7 ERA. Hunter Brown, 5 starts, almost a 10 ERA. And Eric Geddy is 2 starts, almost a 12 ERA. So they are absolutely desperate to have Verlander return and be consistent and be consistently healthy. He's so far 1-0, feeling pretty good after this Friday night start, but they need him in a huge way right now because what the Astros are doing, I mean, they're hitting the ball very, very well, but they're 7-16 because their pitching staff is an absolute disaster at the moment.
Catastrophic event. How far below are they going to be 500 before they get it turned around? I think right now you're missing an opportunity only being 12-11. You know, if we could get playing some winning baseball, you might be able to put that 12-15 game cushion in there that I feel like you would need to hold them off because they will be heard from. I'm not counting out the A's or the Astros.
I'm counting out the A's, but not the Astros. The Atlanta franchise record for stolen bases, 190 for Ronald Acuna Jr. That was taking place last night there in Atlanta. So congratulations to him making history. Sure. Having that much power in his bat and then the ability to steal the bases the way he does. I mean, my gosh.
Would it be Otis Nixon?
Is it Jerry Royster?
Who did he pass?
I don't know. That's what I was curious. I was curious all time. You're quick at typing, a lot faster than me. And everybody likes when I read the internet too, by the way.
Rafael.
Oh, Ramirez? Rafael Ramirez?
Ferkel?
For call.
100. He had 189 most stolen bases.
Okay.
Since the Braves had moved to Atlanta, but now it's 190 for Ronald Acuna Jr.
That's not very many. Like in the 80s, that's like 3 years for Ricky Henderson or Vince Coleman.
Didn't Ricky Henderson steal like 100 one year?
Oh, yeah. Like he'll get you 100 bags, no problem.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
A proper round tripper brought to you by Uber Eats there with the Chief. Wolchuk will be back to man that helm and others starting tomorrow. He makes his triumphant return from paternity leave. Send him some last day love on social media. And, of course, he'll be captaining the draft ship Thursday night here, 6 o'clock. On 105.3 The Fan. Okay, it's time to talk some Mavs. Huge game two tonight in LA against the Clippers, and Bobby Corella joins us next here in The Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.